just feel like God wants to speak in a bit of a prophetic sense tonight. How many of you know what, when I say prophetic, what comes to mind? Mark, what comes to mind when I just say prophetic? Awesome. Speaking the power of the word over a situation, future, current. Very nice. Anyone else? What pops into mind? Do we have any Koreans in the house who just speak their mind? Like, don't really think about it first, I just speak it. Anyone? Direction? Thank you. Encouragement, direction, nice. Confirmation, that's good, Shirley. Promises, nice. Proclaiming God's heart over His people, these are beautiful. These are all right. These are all correct. I just feel like God wants to release something of the prophetic. You see, every service is prophetic in essence. Everything we do is prophetic. All your definitions have kind of thrown me off as to what I believe prophetic is. But prophetic is, I mean, in a sense, prophetic is simply speaking what Mark said, simply speaking the word of God over someone's life, over their situation, over a church, over the world, over anything, you know. And then it's everything else as well. It's confirmation, it's encouragement, it's direction, it is, what did you say? Encouragement, it's all of that. And I just feel like God wants to release something of the prophetic tonight over individuals. So, I know John was here last week, and John released a few. I think he released over Venetia and Steve and Janet. That was pretty much it, eh? Yeah. I just feel like God wants to do a few more of those tonight, which I'm very excited about. I kind of just want to get straight into it. But at the same time, I feel like God wants to say a few things from His Word. Why don't you just have a look at Proverbs 18:21 quickly. Proverbs 18:21 is something that I just feel like God wants to open up with tonight. Everyone there? Just have a look at this. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will eat its fruit. That is a powerful statement. The tongue has the power of life and death. Think about that. Now, is that just symbolic? The tongue has the power of life and death. And you know, for too long, we've read the scripture as symbolic. You know? But then we just fall into a philosophical age that just says all scripture is symbolic, you know, and it's not really historical, it's just symbolic. Like Adam and Eve weren't really there, and the Noah and the Ark didn't really happen. It was just a good story which we can learn from. See, if we believe the same about phrases such as this, then we're falling into that category. Very powerful statement. The tongue has the power of life and death. And that is a real statement. This is the word of God which is true. It literally means our words have the power to create or destroy. What you say about your circumstances, your situations, have the power to create them or destroy them. How many of you have seen families that the kids just, they never make it. They try and they try, but they're just never quite good enough. And then you kind of see them at home or in a family do, and the parents are just like, come on, Johnny, get your act together. And he like spilt like one chip. Come on, Johnny, what's wrong with you? You're pathetic, man. You can't hold one chip on your plate. And you suddenly realize, wow, That's the word of God right there coming into action, coming into life. It's the truth. Words of death have been spoken over that child, and they grow up living a life of trying to perform, trying. And then you get the Jews who understand this truth. And almost every night, but at least once a week, Jewish families will get together as a family. Unlike today's culture, which is TV, fast food, you know, we don't get together as a family as often as we should. And Jewish families, at least once a week, they get together around a table, and the father, who has the authority over the family, will speak blessings over his children. And they are a minority race group, and yet the Jews are one of the most successful races on the planet today. They've won more Nobel Prizes than any other race group. That's an incredible feat. Hey? There are more Caucasians and black people than there are Jews. Like, by lots. Help me with the right statement there. And yet they have won more than any other race group. Why? Because they've caught something. They've caught something of God's heart, which is, you speak blessing, it'll come into being. And the problem is, we think, I need to see it now. I need to see it now. So, I need 10,000 rand for my trip to Singapore. So, 10,000 rand, you're coming. I speak it into being. 2 days now. Come on. Well, it can't be true. I guess that's just symbolic then, because I don't see it happening. No, friend, the Word of God is higher than your experience. The Word of God, in fact, the book of Psalms says that His Word is even exalted above His name. The Word of God is higher than anything else in the universe. And so then we take our experience and we water down the truth of the Word. But friends, if we understand that we have the ability to speak to our situations, we will see change in our situations. We will. It's as simple as that. If you have a rebellious child, if you have a backslidden child, I mean, my brother, he'll never listen to this, I promise. My brother is probably not where he should be, if I can put it that way. But never, and I can actually credit my mom for this as well, never will you find our family bringing him down. Ever. Whenever I speak to him, whether it's on, he's in America at the moment, whether it's on Skype, Facebook, whatever, whenever I speak to him, it's words of encouragement, it's words of belief, it's words of faith. And do you know what that does to somebody's heart? And he will. I know it. I'm not afraid. I'm not like, what if he dies? God's bigger than that. God's so much bigger than that. Death's not his savior. Jesus is. So we just need to speak words of life. And this is what I feel God wants to do tonight over each and every one of you. Just speak words of life. You see, we can either... It's pretty much two things. We can either speak words of life or words of death. As simple as that. Life or death. What are you speaking? Over this nation? Over South Africa? Oh, South Africa, this, South Africa, that. Did you hear this person got robbed the other day? That. Now, I'm not saying that we don't live in a reality. But what do we find ourselves talking about in the midst of that reality? Is it, oh, this person got robbed, that person got robbed, and this person's facing this, and that person was murdered, and this, and that, and that, and this, and that. No. We, as Christians, have the right, the ability, the power to even change those circumstances. It can start between two or three people, right there. The change can take place with us. And it goes for every area of our lives. Michelle, I just feel Michelle has a real prophetic voice. Do you want to stand up, Michelle? Just come over here, please. I don't want to highlight you unnecessarily. I think all you girls are just amazing. These are the glory girls. And I've just called you out, Michelle, because you may not know her, you may know her. A lot of you probably do. If you've been to this church, you know Michelle. Because, and I'm not humiliating you, Michelle, but, you know, Michelle stands in worship and often she'll look like a robot or whatever, you know. She's really got some good moves there. Come on, let's be real, people. We're not denying it. It's a reality. It's the truth. Now, I know Michelle. I've spent time with Michelle. I've spoken to her. She doesn't do that on purpose. And she doesn't stand at the front on purpose. She doesn't do it for her own gain. She doesn't do it to make a statement. She does it because she can't help it. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, Christ's love compels us. And we can't help it. She can't help it. And she's at the front because she can't help but be at the front and worship her King. And then the Lord comes and just things happen. How do we know what John's body looked like? In the book of Revelation, stay there, Michelle. I want you to just speak some words over these people just now. Okay, so stay there. Just called you up. But how do we know what John looked like while he was receiving the revelation that he wrote in the book of Revelation? Hey? He could have looked like Michelle. I certainly don't think he just lay there. I think he was face down, rolling, shaking, whatever it may be. Hey, God gave me an amazing word. Can I read it to you? I'm just feeling, you know, I'm just feeling to be led by the Spirit here, and it's on my computer, so I just want to read this to you very quickly. Okay, I think this is it, yeah. Just feeling to do this right now. Okay, God spoke to me on Wednesday the 8th of July, 2009. This is what he said. HIV virus is no deterrent to my glory. It will take courage. It will take reckless abandon. It will take risks. It will take you into the most difficult places. It is the opportunity to prove my power, to show my glory. This is the time for the church to arise. Arise, son, this is the time. Shine. Viruses stand no chance against my power and glory made manifest, as it shall all bring glory to my most holy name. This is not a crisis as the world speaks. This is an opportunity. Do you know what I looked like when God spoke to me? I'll show you. I was right there, and this is what I looked like. That's what I looked like. I got up and I wrote that. See, we've got to be so careful. Our words are either life and death, and we either go, look at him, look at him, he is possessed by a demon, look at him, that's pathetic, what is this, a church, man, don't you know? Yeah, do you know some of the stuff that happened in the Old Testament churches? Fun stuff, man. Fire. This is a church, you can't do that. We speak these words of death, and actually we're speaking to our atmosphere around us, and we carry around us this death, this fragrance of negativity. Friends, the Spirit of the Lord is saying each time, 2 Corinthians 3, each time we turn to the Lord, each time we just turn. We turn from our negativity. We turn from these words of death. We turn to the Lord of glory. And we behold the freedom. We behold the glory, who He is. And we can turn from that negativity that we carry around with us. Oh, the change, the breakthrough is coming. Now, I've called Michelle up. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. She can't help that. I promise you she can't help that. Now, I know that there are times where we can stop it. We can control it, if you like. I could have, when I was lying down, calm down. Because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. I understand all that theory and theology. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, which He is. And we can either receive it or just calm down. But I believe God is taking us into an atmosphere of grace. When we were in Bethel, in Redding, California, in January this year, my wife and I, if you know what is happening at Bethel, they are trusting for the entire city to be cancer-free. Not their church, the entire city. They are trusting that people drive through that city with cancer on the highway. They don't even stop. They drive through the city and their cancer disappears just because they drove through the city. That is what they're trusting for. And it is happening. Incredible, incredible stuff is happening. And you know what my wife and I picked up? There is an atmosphere of grace. So, what happens is, if somebody over there is receiving this impartation of God's presence, there's an atmosphere of grace which says, hey, let them do it. Let them do that, and I'll just worship. Whatever works. Atmosphere of grace. So they let it happen. You don't have to look like Michelle. You don't have to look like me. I don't do that all the time. Not all the time, not at all. God still speaks to me. If you know Peter, Peter's said it a number of times during his preaches that he doesn't shake, rattle and roll, but God speaks to him intensely. And you've heard that. Intensely. So it's not a case of, well, this is how it works. No, I'm saying atmosphere of grace where we all just let God be God. And so, Michelle, finally, I would like you to just speak some words over this church very quickly. Whatever you feel.
Thanks. So the Lord is showing me that many people want to step out and just to receive God's favor and to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And He's just saying that... You've got to take that step yourself. If you keep on looking at what your neighbor thinks and you keep on worrying about what they're going to say and what they're going to do and how you're going to look, well, the Holy Spirit, as James said, is a gentleman, and He will just step away and say, okay, that's fine. We'll just leave you as you are. And the big thing that we prayed about yesterday was stepping out in faith. And God gives you a word to do something. And what I experienced very recently, I'm not going to tell you, everything's quite private, but I was watching a video and people were really whacked out in the Holy Spirit. And I said, you know, no, Lord, no, this really can't be true. And I'm not going to tell you what happened, please, it's really private. But I was saying, no, this really can't be true. And I was with a bunch of strangers, and He actually did exactly what I said couldn't be true. So I decided that I'm not going to say no, that can't be true anymore, because just like He's sitting there and saying, no, it can't be true, the Lord can show you that in front of strangers that actually it is true, and He'll deal with everybody in a different level, in a different way. And so I've learned quite a big lesson in front of strangers, that the Holy Spirit can work however you want, however He wants you to work, He will work. And you know, you just got to step out and just have your faith in the things that you want to do. There's mighty things that God wants you to do. There's really, really mighty things that He's asking. He's going to change in this church, and you know what? The women are going to step out. I'm sorry, guys, but the women are going to step out in this church big time. There's not going to be dominion. The men are the only speakers. The women are going to have big ministries in this church. And the Lord showed me, he said, when I say a word to Jimmy, that's going to be the breakthrough. And 2 weeks ago, he said, I must go, and, well, 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks, he said, I must, 3 weeks ago, he said, I must go and tell Jimmy a word. And I said, nah. And he said, yes. And as I turned around, Jimmy was facing me. And he said, when I told you, when you tell Jimmy that word, the women are going to have a breakthrough. And, you know, that's God just talking in my heart that the women are actually going to step up. But to step up, you've got to take a step. You know, you can't sit there and say, I want to do this ministry, and then not do anything about it. Just say, I'm waiting on God. No, God's really got it lined up for you. You've actually got to take the step and do it. You can't just say, I'm waiting for a word. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting. He's really lined it up for you, and he's really going to do it for you. And he's really done it for you. But you've actually got to take that step. And the women are actually going to become very, very powerful in this church with different ministries. And a lot of women are crying out for the touch of other women. And there's a lot of women that are really hurt and really sore and really lonely. And God is saying that we've got to form a unity where we've got to help each other and lift each other up. Because when we do that, we are becoming a very, very strong church. But if you just feel that, oh no, I haven't got time for that person and she's got too many problems and whatever, you know, it's not going to work. You're going to actually have to step out and you're going to just give a word to that person or give them a hug or give them a phone call. And just start like that, because God will lead you to find that person, to help that person, to go and give some money to that person, drop off some food. It might be a single woman with two kids. Just listen to God's voice, and he says, go and buy them something. Actually, go and buy them something. Go to Pick and Pay and say, what must I buy them? And he'll promise you, he will show you exactly what to buy. You know, you just listen. And I say, oh, I don't know if it's God, and I don't know what to do, because actually it is God. You know, and he will measure out of your socks, I promise you. He'll give you words and things that you will just say, wow, that was God. Because you say something and you do something, and you will get a confirmation from the one like Steve or James or Jimmy or Sherwin the next day, Saturday, Sunday morning, they'll come up with the same word. And you say, God told me that word. And you will always get a confirmation. And I think I've forgotten your name. So what's your name? No, you know, you looked around. Yeah. Huh? Sorry? Suzette, that's right, Suzette. You got, God has just anointed you so powerfully. And he's got big things. And, you know, he's got your family covered. I know, you think, what you're talking about. You know, I know you've got kids, I've also got kids, but he just wants you to step out a bit further now, and you've got something, he's told you what you want to do, and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to wait a bit more, but he said, no, now it's time. It's time, you have your break now, but it's really time for you to step out what he's asked you to do, and he's, you know, you're worried about your kids, your husband's a super husband, he'll stand by you, and he's got your whole family covered, because he loves you so much. And, you know, he's just going to bring you so closer. You don't have to worry that your wife is going to become powerful, you know, because God will just love you in any case. And she's really, God needs her, and he's got big work for her. And we just know God is just going to say, don't worry. I've got you. As a family, you're completely united. It won't take you away from your family, but he's got a lot for her to do. And he said, in January, she must start stepping out. You must send him those letters. I don't know what it is, but you must now demand the position that you want here. Okay? Sorry, guys, but that's what God's telling me, that you must now step out. Okay. So that's one I've got. I don't know if you want to...
Thank you, Michelle. All right. Now, I called Michelle out for a purpose. Pete, do you want to just share what just happened? Just come, bro, please. quite crazy when God highlights certain people, you just know that He's just loving people. He loves all of us. And you know, the prophetic, any prophetic word that comes from heaven, God's no respecter of people. You know, we can all receive it. If He's saying to you, Suzette, we can step out of the boat, anyone can step out of the boat, you know. But I had the exact same word for you guys. Literally, the scripture of Peter stepping out of the boat, God gave it to me before Michelle. It was during worship, actually. Kind of for the family, though, for all of you, for Angus and Suzette. Jesus was walking on the water, came to the boat, said to Peter, Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. Jesus said, come. When Jesus speaks and we follow His word, the supernatural happens. Peter got off out of the boat, walked on the water. And just to back up exactly what Michelle said, you guys, there's something in your heart that's drawing you. I kind of feel like you're being a little bit cautious at the moment. You're a little bit scared to take the step. And He's calling you. He's saying, come. Take the step. And you're going to see the supernatural happen. Yeah.
The reason why I've asked Peter just to share that, because I called up Michelle for a reason. Because she hears God. It's as simple as that. And that's why I called her up. That was the reason that I called her up. And then Peter looks at me while she's sharing. He says, so if that's not a confirmation, I don't know what is. Amen? That's God. And I just wanted to use Michelle as an example. It's so easy to say, well, is that God? Is that God? But now look at the fruit, friends. Look at the fruit. This is what is happening. And we must embrace God in our midst. Yes, Angus.
This evening when I came in here, I thought, sure, this is a nice family atmosphere. God's got a word for us today. So, amen. So when you started to speak about God's got a word, a prophetic word and that, I thought, sure, Lord, this is okay. I'm just waiting for it. How are you going to do this? And, yeah, God's awesome. Good one.
And while we're stepping out of the boat... I just love the word that God gave me on the 1st of January this year. He said to me, Suzette, this amazing thing is I was alone and I heard the hooters go off. We were in the Karoo somewhere. And the hooters went off and it was like New Year's. And God said to me very clearly, this year you will know me and believe me. And I feel like I want to tell you guys that you will know God and you will believe God. And in the knowing God and in the believing of God, your life's change and you, your thinking change. You start thinking that things can be possible and, you make different choices because your thinking has changed, because you believe that God loves you and He's got your back and no matter what, you will land on your feet in God's arms. And when you change, when you believe God, you live right. And then things of God come to you. And then the glory of God goes from glory to glory because you believe in Him. And just, I felt like the stepping out, I'm like, Lord, please, anything for you I want to. I'll even share my word that you have for me. But this is just for me, I want to step out. And I want to really just see that changes in my life because I believe and I know, and now it's time to for the glory and it's time for the change to see it be evident in my life. Amen.
Wow, how's that, eh? Come on, God is speaking, God is moving right now, friends. This is church for me. Woo! I love this. This is church. Are you guys okay if we go a little over 7:30 tonight? Okay. Bring it on. Okay. Okay, we're probably going to do that. Okay. I want to respect everyone, though. And we're going to be taking up an alms offering as well. So while I... So what I'm going to do? Just I'm going to put the baskets here. So if you would like to go, you need to go. Then that is absolutely understandable. But really, what you put in these baskets tonight is going towards families in our church who have nothing. They don't even have enough money to buy a Christmas lunch. And so we're just going to be taking whatever you can give tonight. We'll lock it away. It will then be counted this week and distributed to those families in the form of food vouchers. We'll go and use these finances to buy food vouchers and distribute them to families in the church. All right. So we're going to go over, but if you need to go, please, I would love for you to just come forward on your way out. I know it's public, but hey, there's an atmosphere of grace here. There's an atmosphere of grace. Doesn't matter what happens. We don't care if you give 5 cents, 10 cents, 10 rand, 10 grand. That's great. B, I just had a word for you. I felt like your family, your immediate family, Mac, and your kids, just felt like the Lord's given you a real concern for your family, and the Lord is saying, cast your burdens onto me. Your anxiety that you have, He wants you to just cast onto Him. Just see Him standing in front of you, B, not anyone else, just you. The Lord's standing in front of you, and He's wanting you to simply just all these burdens, you have them in your hands, and just hand them. Hand them to Him. And as you hand them to Him, they just consume. They literally turn to vapor. Just see the Lord sees concerns in your heart. And because He's standing right in front of you, those concerns are looked after. What you're concerned for will be dealt with. What you're concerned for will be looked after. It will be fully taken care of, better than you could imagine. I proclaim that over you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, that you love B. Thank you, Lord, that you love her so much, that you see her concerns, and that you look after them. The Lord is your shepherd, B, and you will not want, because He is your shepherd. You will not want. And that means you won't need anything else, and that goes for your family. Because of you, I sense your whole household is saved. Your whole household is saved because of you and your and Mac, and you don't need to worry because He has everything in His hands. Everything. Thank you, Jesus. We release that over her. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pete, just
had a word for Mark and Joe. For those who don't know, they're actually going overseas on Tuesday to get married. They're going to Sweden and then getting married end of the year. But it's kind of appropriate, actually. I just, like, God gave me John the disciple for you guys. John the disciple whom Jesus loved. And, John would sit at the feet of Jesus. He was the one who was in the bosom of Jesus, being able to whisper and receive the secrets from Jesus of who's going to betray you. You know, John was the one who was able to hear that secret. No one else at the table. John was the one who was at the foot of the cross, following Jesus to the grave. And he was the one who boasted in the Lord's love for him. And I just feel like God's saying for both of you that He's just wanting you guys to just boast in His love for you. And just to rest in His love, to know and believe His love for you. And I just feel like there's no question. I just think of Furious Love. I've just got Furious Love going through my mind. I know you guys have got the DVD. But I just see you guys doing that sort of thing. But it's because you're so consumed with His love for you. So, yeah. And I had a word for you. I don't know what your name is. Yeah. Kovis. I just feel like you've been... like, you love God, but you're so desperate for more. And you're desperate for revelation of His glory and just of heaven and just the supernatural, just more, you know. And I just had the scripture of in Ephesians 1, I think, where Paul is praying. He says that we may have the spirit. I pray that we'll have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And I just feel like God's wanting to give you that. To give you that spirit of wisdom and revelation. He's going to, you know, I was also reminded of Paul. He kind of wrote most of the New Testament. Most of the Gospels came from Paul, and it was all out of that place of revelation, just intimacy with Jesus and out of revelation. He didn't have the New Testament. The New Testament came out of a place of intimacy, supernatural revelation from heaven. And I just feel like you're going to be getting that. I don't know. I would love that gift myself, so I'm going to receive that for myself as well. But it's, yeah, take it. It's yours.
It's wonderful. It's Nicole, hey. Yes, friends with you on Facebook. And I can't remember when I first met you. It was here somewhere. But I just, amazing that Pete called out your husband, hey? That's your husband. And I just felt, for you, the Lord's just saying release. He's saying that that thing that you're desperate for, He's releasing it. He's releasing it over you. I don't know what that means. I don't feel to interpret it. I just feel the Lord saying to you, release. He's releasing, 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 releasing. Cool. There's just a release over you. And just over your family, over you and Kurbus. Cool. There's a release. Wow. Michelle, if you have any words, please come up. But I just sense for you, Rose. I just see a rose. I just saw a rose in your kind of, when I looked at you in the spirit, I just saw this pink rose all the way around who you are. Just almost just a rose. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, it's hard to describe what you see in the spirit, but I just see this rose. I just see wherever you go, that what the Lord's saying is wherever you go, there's a fragrance that you carry. It literally just permeates out of you, and it's the sweet fragrance. It's why women love to plant roses, and they often go, I mean, I've got a neighbor who has roses, and she'll often go to roses, and she sniffed her bushes, and she loves them. And just for you, you are the sweet fragrance of Christ. Just wherever you go, and you've blossomed. You've absolutely blossomed. And just in your family, even in your family, there's such a fragrance in your family. Your family know the fragrance, and their spirits drink of the fragrance. Their flesh may not, but their spirits are drinking of that fragrance. They are absolutely taking it in. Thank you, Jesus. If you have any words, just come, eh? Andrew, where's Andrew Block? Andrew Block, also come up here, brother. There's so much going on here. We could go on till 10. What do you do, eh? Whoa. Ah, yes. We got a phone call from my wife just now. She's like, where are you? My wife is at Westville Baptist, by the way, with the Fusion guys. So that's where she is. She's with them, and I just wanted to be with you tonight, okay? Yeah. Andrew, there's a real prophetic voice over you. And I feel tonight to call you up and ask you to just look around and wait on what God has for some people. Okay, bro? In fact, if you have, just come, Michelle. Pete, Andrew?
I have a word for you guys. Are you married? I just had a picture of a champagne bottle getting shaken up, and the cork just exploding off, and then just champagne going everywhere. And I just feel like God is just wanting to shake you up and just release joy, freedom, and just absolute liberty. And yeah, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. But I just see that over you, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but just trust it's going to happen.
You're feeling a bit, I don't know where all these people are, but the Lord is just saying to me that you must now start eating more of His Word. You're filling your life up with a lot of different things and running here to and fro and putting on these techies and running. And He said, I want you to just stop the running for a while, and I want you to just spend time in my presence and in my word. He wants you to, I don't know if you've got a computer, but if you can, or get CD, DVDs or CDs from people, and start soaking up the word, because he is going to take you far, and you're going to run for him, not for yourself anymore. Okay? You've been running for yourself, really, and he wants you to run for him, and you're going to be running for him now. And you're going to be helping a lot of people outside of this church, and you're going to be bringing them in. And a lot of people, if you just follow his word and just soak it up and drink in his word as much as you can, whenever you can, you'll be able to fill in this church quite quickly if you run for Jesus.
I'm just sensing right now the Lord is saying what I spoke earlier, the words of negativity that have been spoken over people. I described a father-son or parent-children relationship where parents always bringing down their kids, and you feel like that you were a child like that. I just want you to stand to your feet right now. Just feel the Lord wants to break those words. So why don't you just stand to your feet right now if that's you. You feel like you need those words broken over you. I know that there's a lot of you, but it's just going to take one of you to stand up to break everybody else. So right now, just stand up. I'm not even going to look around. Just waiting. It's not an atmosphere of grace. Atmosphere of grace. Doesn't matter. It's not to discount your parents. Whatever. Yes, please.
Sorry, I have to just say this because the word that's brought forward now about Jamie said about words that have been spoken over you in your childhood or in your life, some of these words aren't always spoken, but sometimes they are people's attitudes to you, their thoughts. They might not necessarily say the words to you over your life, and the reason I'm telling you is I encountered it in my life a lot because I'm probably quite sensitive. I come from a very big family, and I think I sort of brought myself up in a way. And I don't know how to say it just quickly, but this is a very important time for a breakthrough, to stand up now, whether you know words were spoken to you, anything you think is holding you back with God, just get up now and let God release his power, because that is where I used to just cry to God for those people that just want to get closer to the God, and they think, oh, those people are so lucky, they've got this, they've got that. And just by spending time in his word, and every time I would just cry to God and surrender myself to him. But like Steve sort of said this morning, we don't have to whine about it. And he just does it so instantaneously if we'll let him. If we are free to just get up and let him. Oh, the word of God is here so powerfully now. I just believe any single little thing, be it a word someone's spoken over you, their thought, the way they've acted towards you, or things you're having problems with. Sometimes God is also such a respecter of persons that sometimes it's your personality that you don't like. You know, it's embarrassing. You've always done everything the right way. You don't want people to look at you. And God is such a respecter of people that he will not embarrass you. I just plead with you to stand up and let him just release his Holy Spirit and just break right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, anybody please, the power of God is so strong here now, right now. Is everybody standing up that feels they need breakthrough? Jesus, in your name, Father God, every single person here that is having problems in their life, not necessarily problems, anything, Lord, I don't want to pinpoint them, Lord. Your power is here. Your presence is here, Father God. Oh, Jesus. Holy Jesus, your presence is so amazing. Your love is so powerful. Father God, just let your love pour down over every single person here now. Pour like the best gold that this country has ever produced, Father. There is nothing like your presence, Father. God's reign is pouring down. His glory is pouring. He is desperate for you just to open your hearts to Him, to get on your knees before Him. And just throw off anything that's holding you back. Anything that any person, parent, friend, brother, sister has ever said to you that is holding you back. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we thank you for your glory that is breaking these things. We're breaking them, Lord. Let your glory just fall. And break every single bad word that people have received in your name, Jesus. As the scripture is amazing, that the scripture that was said at the beginning of the service is about how that power in the tongue. Casual words have the life of death, will knock you down just like that. God, I'm a Jesus. Yes.
We put the blood of Jesus over them. We just put the blood of Jesus over them. Women have been abused verbally. We just break it right now in Jesus' name. We just put the blood of Jesus over your heart, over your whole body. And we just say this is stopping. We're not going to take those words and we're not going to accept them. They're gone now. Amen. Jesus, thank you.
As a child, you can hear lots of things being spoken over you, and it can stay with you even when you're an adult. And I want you to hear these words, and I want you to feel God's emotion over you. And it says, "And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." I just pray that you will experience God's love for you. Feel the emotion of God's love for you. Let the love of God come cover those hurt in your heart. Let the love of God wipe away, wash it clean. Let him envelop you with his love. Allow God to come into your heart and choose to love on you. Let the love of God, open yourself up to that love of God. Open yourself up, because there's so much more. The hurt keeps God away from you. Release it, because hear this emotion in God's voice. Hear it and take it for yourself, because it's for you. It is for you. It's for everyone who is hurt. God loves you. He will do anything for you. He will move mountains for you. Thank you, Lord.
Seat if you want to just keep receiving. That's why there's so much space. We've removed a lot of chairs. If you want to go to the back and just receive, that's great. By the way, when I said we could go on till 10, I didn't mean that we will, okay? I said we could, but I understand that we all have human limitations and what have you. Brian, I just see a ship, this mighty sailing ship from the Victorian age, mighty ship. I don't know if you've ever been to England, where you have those beautiful ships. I've been to Portsmouth Harbour, where there's, I think it was the HMS Victory, just this most glorious ship, magnificent engineering. I mean, from the 1700s, this engineering is incredible. And I just see you have a mind that God has created. God's created a mind that is glorious. It is pristine. And I think God wants to use that mind for His glory. That mind that you have, there's things that God wants to tap into. People, there are answers waiting here on earth in your mind that need to be released. I just sense the Lord's releasing an anointing over you right now to use that mind. Our minds, while often you'll hear preachers and people say that our spirits, we operate from our spirits, our minds are gifts. They are gifts created by God. And God's going to use your mind for great things. It's a gem. Just sense that what you have to give to the world is a gem. I sense people around the world are going to read your works, your articles. Just sense the Lord's going to be releasing a gift of writing over you. And you're going to find yourself writing. I don't know if you have a blog or something like that. Maybe start a blog, whatever it may be. Just the Lord wants you to write. Again, I don't feel to interpret too much into it as to what area it is. But just sense that mind. The mind of Christ. Mind of Christ for you. And He's really gifted. He's really gifted you. Just to operate in that and just to tap into it. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wayne, my brother-in-law. Beloved brother. I just really felt God show me a big picture of a burger. And it was like a really big, juicy burger. And it had like oil like running down the sides with like sauce everywhere, huge tomatoes, big bun, everything. And I just saw like you biting this burger and you'd take a bite and almost sit back for like an hour just looking at it. And you'd almost think, like, how good is this burger? But at times you would get so consumed that it's so good you'd actually forget to eat. And like every time you'd bite from it, it would just restore and like in a sense it would even get bigger. But at times you were just there thinking it's so good, and I felt God saying He's so good, but He wants you to experience He's so good, that it becomes not just an understanding but a reality, that you're just continually eating the whole time. You know He's good and you just carry on eating. And then I just felt to say to everyone that every single person here has prophesied, because every day what you say can come into effect. Your tongue has power, and what you say will happen. Like what God said to Elijah, if I'm correct, prophesy to the dry bones. So if things aren't well at home, you're battling with finances, or even Christmas is coming up, prophesy and say, I am going to have the money to bless my children. And speak these things into being. And whether or not you even have the faith for it, it doesn't really matter. You just say it, you know. It's not like, well, do I believe it? Well, if you really believed it, then you would just say it. It's just like, it just happens. And I even felt to say, prophesy that you're going to prophesy. Tonight, say, over this next week, I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to prophesy. And the next week, I'm going to prophesy that I'm going to prophesy. And you're just going to continually prophesy. And you're going to eventually just prophesy unconsciously. You're going to be talking to someone. And you're going to say like, well, I hope you get a new car. And the next week, they get a new car. And you're going to be like, whoa, what is this? So, yeah.
I just feel a general word, and I think it's more for the older folk. I just kind of feel like God is wanting to recommission people tonight. And almost, I kind of feel like some of you feel like your calling, the calling that God has in your lives, has almost been a bit been hijacked. And like you feel like now you actually, when you were younger, you felt like God is calling you into something specific, and it just never really happened. And now you're kind of just floating through life almost, you know, like, oh, you know, that's, but that desire and that calling is almost still there, and that dream is still there. And I just feel like God is saying, you know, in His kingdom, time is eternal. There's no age. You're never too old to step into what He has for you. And so I kind of just feel like, I don't know if anyone feels that or responds to it, but if I can just pray over you. If you feel like you've got a call in your heart, but you almost feel a little bit discouraged in it. That God is just wanting to recommission you and just say, yeah, that is still for you. Great, so any dreams? Yeah, there we go. If you feel like your dream's grown cold and your calling's been hijacked or whatever, just respond. Father, I just thank you that you give new dreams. And even old dreams, you rekindle them, Lord. And I just pray right now, Father, that you will just rekindle dreams in people's hearts, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that age is not an issue with you. I thank you that we can't lose our inheritance. When the prodigal son who had completely just squandered his inheritance, he came back and received it all over again. And Lord, I just thank you that you are just standing with open arms, ready to lead us like a good shepherd into what you have for us, into what is best for us. And Lord, I thank you just for new dreams, fresh dreams, old dreams just to become fresh again, Lord. And just that desire, Lord God, just to step into what you have for them. I just thank you that you are recommissioning right now, Lord. You are recommissioning generals in your army. You are recommissioning sons and daughters. You are recommissioning your bride, Jesus. Your beautiful bride. You have a plan and a purpose for every single one of us. And I thank you that you are more interested in it coming to pass than we are. You care about us more than we care about ourselves. You have prepared good works for us. And when we step into those good works, it is amazing for us. We come alive. That is life, abundant life, when we walk in what we're called to. So Lord, I just thank you for the plan and purpose that you have for each and every one of us. I thank you for the dreams you've put in our hearts. And Lord, I pray for boldness and courage to go after them, to step out of the boat, and to follow your heart and your call, Lord.
And during the worship, I just feel it's a word for highway. I just saw this massive camera just come out of heaven, and it was taking photographs of what had been going on here in the journey that highway's been through. And I saw these photographs that were just on walls and walls and walls and walls and walls and walls going through heaven. And I felt that there were times when the church had taken photographs and Howe was embarrassed about that photograph and threw it away. And I felt God take the photograph out the bin, put it up in the heavens, say, I love that one. I love that one. But I see him taking, almost closing a photograph album, and he's taking out a new photograph album for the church. And I just see these flashes going off in heaven. I feel that there's a sense of newness that is breaking over this church. Where he's saying, I've come, I've kissed the bride, I've removed the veil. Stop putting the veil in front of your face the whole time and don't be ashamed of what has happened in the past, because I'm doing a new thing. I love those moments. I love those moments. I love those moments. But I'm doing a new thing now. I feel right now that there is such an overwhelming sense into the Father's heart over this church where he says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking my love out there. Thank you for standing firm. It hasn't been easy, but thank you for standing firm. And I just feel that there's going to be a breaking over this church of just relationships, just new relationships. We've spoken early on just about a deepness, going deeper with each other, new intimacy. I see that gathering in the homes where you're going to be gathering and speaking those blessings over people, and people are just going to walk into their things. So Father, I just release that right now. I release it, Lord God. The new things over this church, the new things, the special moments that you are going to capture, that you are going to capture. I thank you, Father, for the deep love that you have for Highway. I thank you, Lord God, that there are no obstacles in the road that they are traveling. And I thank you, Father, for every person to come and walk into the fullness of who you've called them to be in this community. Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to read a word. When I was in São Paulo about 3 weeks ago, I received this word, and I felt it was for the church. It was the church, the body, which is all churches. And I just felt there's many people have, it's like you were saying, have lost it. It's like they feel like their dream's lost. Many leaders have felt like their dream's lost. What's gone wrong? The church is, it's almost like a church is scattered. But I just felt, I just got this word from God. And he said, spoke this, and he said, he never forgets his promises to us. We are a generation of promises and dreams. We are a generation that's free to love and free to receive. He adores us. He sings it with all his heart from the cross. His life is ours and our life is his. He's everything to us and we are everything to him. If he does not love us, how can he love himself? My love is not hidden and my mercy is to all the generations to come. Oh, how I love you, son. Come hide in me, all you are weary. I'm alive. I just felt that word forever, the church. But just something else while I was sitting here tonight, I think, many of us have got we've got this idea of ministry as there's this elite bunch of people and only they can minister. But that's not how it is. If you look at the book of Acts, when Stephen gets stoned and the church is scattered and Paul is going after the church, Philip is the one in Samaria actually preaching. And the miracles happened. The apostles actually stayed in Jerusalem. They weren't scattered. If many of us sit here and we think we're just not good enough to do this, we're just not good enough, we look at our lives, we think, oh. But if you look at the heroes of the faith, you go look through scriptures, you go look at Hebrews, you go look, study Paul post his salvation, who he was. Go read through Romans, where he tells you he was the one breathing, going after the Christians. Peter denied Christ. Three, after Christ meets with them, Jesus doesn't even bring it up, what he did. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preaches, 3,000 people get saved. Now, I want you to think about this. If a guy would come up here and stand tonight and say, you know what, this Jesus, this is just not real. I just don't believe in this. If somebody had to come up and say, I don't think we'll ever call him back to come and preach in our church. Jesus calls him back. Jesus uses him. You think about David. David was a man after God's heart. But if you look at his life, then we would think, yo, this guy had adultery, then planned a murder, her husband, and this was a guy that was after God's heart. But I think God would just say to you, don't think that you're not good enough. We'll never be good enough because it's all about Jesus.
The whole way through this service, I've had a word on my heart for Shannon's friend. Sorry, I can't remember your name. What's your name again? Christian, okay. I just really got two words that kept on coming to me over and over and over again. And they were just hiding and confidence. And I just felt like God said that he wants to develop a self-confidence in you that you haven't really had. And he wants to raise you to a new level of your relationship with him. And that it's sort of like, you know he's there and you do believe in him. And you know his power is great, but it's sort of like you, I just kept on seeing this picture of you hiding behind people. And it's like every now and then you just step out a little bit and then you step back and you hide back again behind people. And then you check God's glory out and you check the scene out and you know all about what he's about, but you just, it's something to do with your self-confidence. And I just feel like you don't feel confident enough before the Father. And he says you are good enough and that he's going to raise you to a new level in him, in his relation, in your relationship with him. And he wants to teach you about who you are in him and teach you about the authority that he's given you. And that you have the authority and that you are beautiful in his sight. When he looks at you, he just wants to lavish you in his love. But you have a problem with receiving it because of your self-confidence. And God's going to, within the next year, by the end of the next year, you're going to find that God will have completely restored you and given you the confidence that you need in him. And you're going to raise to such higher heights with God in your relationship with him. So he says, come out. Stop hiding behind people. And just step out. This time, when you step out, stay there and keep looking at me. And I'll wash you in my waves of love, in my glory. And he will wash away all the way that lack of confidence, that feeling that you're not good enough. Okay.
Wow. All right, we're going to be wrapping it up very, very shortly, okay? So just hang in there. Smangele. It is Smangele, hey? Smangele, I just see a log fire in the middle of a campsite. Outdoor log fire. There's these large logs on a fire, and the flames are about this high, and they're just burning. I just sense the Lord is positioning you around this log fire. I just sense that you've been walking through the forest for a long time, and it's been cold, and the sun was going down, and you were looking at the horizon and just worried that it was getting darker and darker, and it was getting colder and colder. And suddenly you just came through a clearing, and there in the middle of this clearing was this log fire. And there was no one around, but there was this beautiful music playing, there was food prepared, and you just heard this whisper, come, come and sit around this fire and enjoy my love. Just sense the Lord is drawing you in. He's prepared a place for you, and he's drawing you in just to sit around the fire and just to rest in his love, the warmth of his love. He's prepared food for you, everything you need, he's prepared for you. And where it was cold, where it was lonely, you are more at home, more comfortable than you've ever been in this place that he's taking you in right now. Thank you, Lord.
This is a very, very exciting time. These guys, these elders and pastors are taking us to a new level, guys. And you've got to listen to their word. You've got to step out now. You cannot sit back any longer. It's such an exciting time that they're taking us. And we're going to go, they're going to go further and we're going to catch up. I mean, they're going to go further and we're going to catch up and they're going to go further and we're going to catch up. But don't be left behind by sitting in the back seat anymore. You've got to step out. It's really a serious word of stepping out now. Time is running fast and he's not going to stop and drag you back. You've got to step out now and you've got to run with the words that your pastors and your elders are telling you now. You've got to listen. You stop skipping on the Sundays and coming occasionally, and that they prepared a word that God has given you to eat and to nourish and to get your heart going. And stop giving a choice of, oh, I think it's raining, I'm not coming, you know. Just get out there and just go, man. Just listen to what they're going to say. They prepared, God gave them the word for you to listen, for your heart to hear. Just step out. Stop making excuses on everything. Oh, I can't come Sunday night because, you know, my dog's sick. No, stop it. Just get out there. They're working hard for you. They're in God's glory, and it's not works, but they're coming out. They're stepping out. They're listening to the word for you. So you've got to step out too, you know, you've got to make an effort. You know, you've got to really, really, your leaders and your cell leaders and everybody making an effort for you. Stop being like, oh, you know, oh, wow. Get up, you know, get up, read the word, listen, eat, 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 eat.
This morning, just before service, I actually said to Janet, God gave me a word for the church during the week, and I wasn't quite sure, and it didn't go this morning, just with everything with peace, but it's fitting right in for tonight. So if you want to confirm with Janet what I said to her, God said to me very clearly, there's people in the church that are sitting with huge potential, but you aren't stepping out. And one way to hear God is really just to be still, because he said, be still and know that I am God. Get into the hiding place. Seek him in your closets, because that's where you will hear his voice. You will know what he wants for you, because he will direct you. The church, there's a saying that says, Mary had a little lamb, it was given to her to keep. Then it joined the church and died from lack of sleep. The problem is, sometimes the leaders and people in the church that are working really, really hard are giving huge amounts of their time, when all of you are sitting with that potential within you to get involved in the church. There's huge things. There's the library. There's children's ministry. Guys, if you want God to use you, and I mean, all the things that we're hearing, that I mean, we're going into conferences and God is giving words of knowledge to people. That could be you, but because you're sitting comfortably, not taking that step. And it starts in the small things. It starts with getting involved in children's ministry. It starts with helping out at the library. It starts with the tea. It starts with just the small things. The church needs us. There's a huge harvest being called over this church. God is calling the people. Look at the guys. Andrew Womack. I mean, if any of you have heard him, I mean, that guy's son was dead. And on the way to the hospital, before cell phones, everything, for 2 hours, him and his wife traveled. And with all the promises God had over his son's life, they spoke those out. And by the time they got to the hospital, that child was raised from the dead. That is the kind of men God is bringing to this church. This God is speaking to this church. He is raising up. And if you want to be a part of that, get into the quiet place. Get into the closet. God will use you because he knows what he's placed within you. He's given you all authority through him. And we abide in him. That authority is yours.
Wow, Donna, that is awesome. Whoa. Okay, last one there, Fran.
God gave this to me about 2 weeks ago, and I've been holding back, but I think it's time. I don't know if it's for everybody or a specific person. Stop sitting like an old man with your bed in your hand, pondering, wondering, where shall we turn to whom shall we plead? Go within, deep within, draw from your cupboard the revelation I gave you years back. From there you will know what my plans are for you, my servants, your family and my church. You have the answer. Stop looking around, for I am your God, the supplier of all your needs.
Wow. I just sense that in line with what Francisca and what Donna's just brought about this church, and even we've heard a couple of things, Michelle sharing about the ladies ministry, Peter sharing about those that are a little bit older generations, I just sense to share regarding these evening services, I sense these evening services are going to be like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I really do, and that encouragement that, I don't know if Donna, Michelle, what Michelle just brought, just come. I just sense this is the evening service is going to kind of be like that, and then the people like Andrew and Sherwin and myself and guys that put a lot of effort into making the service run, we don't want to be like, oh, you know, another service where we've got to try and make it happen, and then. There's this responsibility on us, and we miss out on what God's actually doing. You know what I mean? But we need you in this time. because I just sense these evening services really are going to be special. And we will honor you. We will honor your time. I just want you to know that as leaders, we want to honor your time. It's important. We understand it's important to a lot of people. Some of you, I know many of you, have come to me and said, why do you always say that you're going to stop at that time? Just keep preaching. You know, some of you say that, but some of you don't. Some of you don't say anything. And then you know, we don't know what you're thinking. But we want to honor those people that do consider time. All right? So we want you to know that. And tonight is probably an exception from how most of the services will go time-wise. But just really feel that God is going to be doing something special in these services. Whether it's Steve, whether it's guest speakers, Peter, myself, Andrew, Michelle, Kareen, Janet, Sherwin, Jimmy, whoever. Just the Lord's going to release some great things in these evening services. Nathan, where are you going, bro? It's Nathan, eh? Don't go just yet. Just felt the Lord wanted to give you something tonight. God told me to get a Fusion CD tonight and give it to somebody. And I didn't know who it was. But then I saw you sitting next to the guy playing drums, Chris. Chris is an amazing man. I just sense, Chris, this is like a relationship God wants to give you, like a mentoring sort of relationship, just showing him how to play drums. God wants to do something through you and through Nathan in this relationship. But I sense the Lord wants to give this to you because He wants you to be the next Fusion Worship drummer. And I just feel like you need to listen to these songs, get to know the beats, the roles, everything. It's a live recording, so when you get good, you'll be like, hey, they missed a beat there. But don't worry about that, okay? I feel like the Lord's going to teach you drums to the CD. So this is yours, bro. Bless you. And just sense like there's a real release of music over you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We release that over Nathan. Thank you, Lord. It's a real release of music over him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. My pleasure, brother. You can go to the toilet now. Oh, man. Just the gentleman at the back. Sorry, I don't know your name, but I just sense the Lord is saying you're beautiful. Since the Lord is saying you're beautiful. I know that's a strange thing to hear for men, but I just sense the Lord saying you're beautiful, and what He's created in you is beautiful. Karen, feel freedom. 2011 is a year of freedom for you. You're coming into open spaces next year. Next year is a year of open spaces for you. The Beggs family, just sense you worry a lot about, not worry, but there's concerns over the kids and not just the outward stuff, but even the inward stuff, you know, with even Ashley and Candace, and not major, but you guys really love your kids. You have such a heart for your kids, but I really feel that God's seen your heart for your kids. And he's using every single seed that you've planted in those kids to grow remarkable oaks. Your three kids are going to be remarkable oaks of righteousness. To bring shade, protection, comfort to hundreds of people. And the Lord sees your hearts and the work that you've done. We're going to take up the alms offering right now. If I could just ask the worship band to come up. If you didn't get a word tonight, then don't you worry. There will be many, many more nights like this. Many more. We're going to be having prophetic guys come in who are just ridiculously prophetic. If you thought tonight was prophetic, there are people who do this every day, literally, and they just... I know what I've just said there kind of separates us from them, but you know, this is a gift which is practiced, and just there's going to be so much more of this coming, guys. So if you didn't get a word tonight, Maybe you were meant to give a word to somebody else. We're going to take up the alms offering right now, and I just, if I could ask, while we do that, I could just ask everyone to wait until the song's over. We'll just go into a song. Sarah, by the way, I just felt for you, and Naomi. Felt the last 2 years has been a year of just saw separation to blossom, and I just saw you and Naomi. I think Naomi's here. Naomi's there at the back. And I just saw blossoming for the two of you, just happening over the two of you. And the Joubert family, I know that there is challenges that you guys face, and I just felt the Lord wanted me to speak breakthrough over those challenges in Jesus' name. So we speak breakthrough over the Joubert family right now, over their family, over their provision, over the finances in Jesus' name. We declare it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, guys, just lead us in whatever song you feel. And please, if you would just mind coming up, there's a basket there on the right, basket here on the left. And just be generous tonight, friends. Just don't hold back. The Lord is generous. The Lord gave everything. Just give whatever you can as we sing. And when we're done with the song, we'll then go and wrap up the service. Amen. Why don't you stand? Let's worship.